The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. The Lord Jesus appointed 72 disciples, to whom he sent ahead of him in pairs to every town and village he intended to visit. He said to them, "The harvest is abundant, but the laborers are few. So ask the master of the harvest to send out laborers for his harvest. Go on your way. Behold, I am sending you like lambs among wolves. Carry no money bag, no sack, no sandals, and greet no one along the way. Into whatever house you enter, first say, 'Peace to this household.' If a peaceful person lives there, your peace will rest on him. But if not, it will return to you. Stay in the same house and eat and drink what is offered to you, for the laborer deserves payment. Do not move about from one house to another. Whatever town you enter and they welcome you, eat what is set before you. Cure the sick in it and say to them, 'The kingdom of God is at hand for you.'" The Gospel of the Lord. Good, and so once again, good morning, brothers and sisters. Welcome, everybody, to the Feast of St. Luke, author of the Gospel that bears his name. St. Luke, my favorite of the four Gospels. And you know, of all the these ancient saints, we know very, very little about their lives. I'll tell you only three things we know about St. Luke. Number one, St. Luke was a companion of St. Paul. So you read St. Paul's letters, and he talks about his faithful companion, St. Luke. And that means that St. Luke learned his catechism, learned his faith from the lips of St. Paul, which means that when you hear the Gospel of Luke, what you're really hearing is the Gospel of St. Paul. So was St. Luke one of the 12 apostles? He was not. A lot of people, they're so familiar with the name St. Luke, they think he was one of the 12 apostles. Luke was the companion of St. Paul, and you're really hearing the Gospel of Paul when you hear the Gospel of Luke. Second thing we know about St. Luke, St. Luke was a physician. And it's St. Paul who tells us that in his letter to the Colossians. He says, "St. Luke, beloved physician." Interesting little thing to keep in mind when you hear the Gospel of Luke read. Anytime Jesus does a healing in the Gospel of Luke, sit up and take notice. Luke describes physical illnesses in greater detail than anybody else. And that's because that was his bread and butter. He was a doctor. He was paying attention to these things. Third thing we know about St. Luke is that he was martyred. But nobody knows where. Nobody knows how. Some people say he was martyred in Greece. Some people say he was martyred in Rome. Little anecdote I'll tell you. Now again, nobody knows. This is just as a maybe. But some people say that before St. Luke was martyred, the people who killed him first chopped off his hands because they hated Christianity and they hated the gospel and they knew that those hands had written so much for the spread of the faith. Again, just nobody's really sure about that, but sometimes it helps to think about how much the saints suffered because they love God so much and inspires us to imitate them. But because we don't know a whole lot about St. Luke, the man, what we do is we focus on St. Luke's writings. A little question for you here this morning is, why do you think it is that we have four Gospels? Why four? Why can't we just have one big super Gospel that tells us everything we need to know? It's even further complicated by the fact that so many of these Gospels tell us the same stories. Okay? Why four Gospels? Because it lets us see Jesus Christ from different points of view, that's why. You ever been down to the Smithsonian? Maybe you've seen the Hope Diamond, for example. What do you do when you see something like the Hope Diamond or a great work of art? You walk around it. You take it in from different angles. You don't sit there fixated like you're wearing cement shoes in one place and look at it from one point of view. Great things, beautiful things, you take them in from different angles. Here's five things that Luke tells us in a way that nobody else in the Bible tells us, that lets us know so much about who Jesus Christ is. First thing is St. Luke tells us about the joy of the gospel. tells us about the, like, not to say that the others don't, but Luke really emphasizes it. Luke's the only one who says there's more joy in heaven over one sinner who repents than over 99 righteous people who have no need of repentance. You like to say the rosary? You like to say the joyful mysteries? All five of them come from St. Luke, right? So Luke's the gospel of joy. Second thing, Luke's the gospel of mercy. Again, you're getting mercy from all four gospels, but only Luke tells you a story like the prodigal son, right? Only Luke tells you a story like the Good Samaritan, a depth of mercy that no other gospel quite sheds light on as well as St. Luke. Another thing St. Luke tells us, third thing, God's special love for the poor. Luke's the gospel that begins by Jesus quoting the book of the prophet Isaiah and saying, I've been sent to proclaim God's mercy and message to the poor. Luke's the one who says, not just blessed are the poor in spirit, but blessed are you who are poor. Luke's the one who tells us the story of Lazarus, the poor man, and the rich man. And, you know, the rich man had everything going for him in this life, and poor Lazarus had nothing going for him. And Lazarus ends up in heaven, and the rich man ends up in hell with a message, not that money's evil, but that it's dangerous. It can get in the way of your ability to cling to God alone. Fourth thing Luke tells us about, and that nobody else tells us about, is the Blessed Virgin Mary. Only Luke tells us about the Annunciation of Gabriel, the visitation to Elizabeth. Only Luke tells us about Christmas, and thanks St. Luke for Christmas. And for this reason, they think that Luke must have known the Blessed Mother. Because who else would have known any of those stories but the Blessed Mother? She's the only source, right? And the fifth thing Luke, and this might be the most important thing all that Luke tells us, the fifth thing Luke tells us about is the relationship between Christ and the church. Because St. Luke is the only gospel with a sequel. That's the Acts of the Apostles. No other gospel has a sequel, but Acts of the Apostles is the Gospel of Luke, part 2, with the express purpose of showing us that what Jesus did on earth, the church now continues in time. Very, very difficult message to understand and appreciate. We've got to be so thankful St. Luke did that. Otherwise, we'd have a disconnect between Jesus and the church, right? It'd be so easy to forget that the church is the body of Christ. Very, very important. St. Luke wrote more than 25% of the New Testament. And with all that as a background, let me ask you a question this morning. Where would we be without the Gospel of St. Luke? Where would we be without all those great insights into God's mercy and goodness? The answer is we'd be deeply, deeply impoverished, wouldn't we? And this leads to the real question that I want to ask you this morning. Where would the church be without your contribution to the well-being of the body of Christ? We would be greatly impoverished. Only Luke could do what Luke did. But what I want you to walk away from on the Feast of St. Luke is understanding this. Only you can do what you can do. And every time you say yes to the voice of God in your heart, no matter how small it might be, somehow in this world the gospel is proclaimed through you and in a way that nobody else can. It's a great motive to return to prayer, to return to our Lord's grace, and to ask our Lord to help us, to inspire us, to proclaim his goodness to the world that needs to hear that goodness so very, very badly, especially in our own times. Let's ask for the prayers of the saints to help us to be faithful. St. Luke, beloved physician, pray for us.